Hello, guys. Well, the sun's out again today. Hell, that's 2 days in a row. That's a record for the UK, I think. So you ever asked your question, why are Femones so much worse than they ever were before? Oh, I know they had some issues years ago, of course. I mean, today they're doing absolutely vulgar and disgusting things. And they're obviously trying to outdo each other to do more disgusting and vulgar things. And it's to grab the limelight, to get noticed, to be somebody, no matter what the cost. Well, I'm sorry, but I've got to blame males. Anyway, males are quite used to taking responsibility, even for Femon's screw-ups. But it's because males have tolerated it. If you have a spoilt child and you don't discipline that spoilt child, they just get worse, don't they? Of course, the way society is ruled now, Femones are not supposed to be criticised by males at all. I mean, it's almost a chargeable offence. It's okay for Femones to criticise another Femon, but that hardly ever happens. And of course, Femones can criticise males all they want, without the fear of prosecution. It's kind of like a sport amongst the Femones. Who can degrade their man more? Maybe it's the only real sport they're good at. That'll piss them off. They are absolutely entitled and princesses. But they've got that way because males have kept stum for too long. So males are generally doing what they only can do now. Avoid Femones. Stop dating them. Stop paying for them. And certainly stop marrying them. Of course, we all know why a lot of men are weak when it comes to Femones, especially a well-put-together Femon. It's because they want to get in their pants. And of course, that's what Femones have used since time has begun. It's Femones that have lowered the standards in society. They are the ones dressing up and walking around like Femones of the night. The only good thing about it is they've shown many, many males who and what they really are. Femones today may have a complete, absolute entitlement. But a lot of them don't have a regular guy. For those guys out there that are being screwed around by their Femon right now, get some balls. Where's your pride? Femons today have become so arrogant, they really do believe they own the plantation now. They are princesses. But they have hardly any males to choose from. Because real males are leaving the Femon's kingdom. For one thing, it's not a very nice place. And they'd rather be free than be ruled by an overpowered, hateful tyrant with delusions of grandeur. I think that described him actually to the T there at the end. Anyway, let me know what you think there, guys. Take it easy.